This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وصحبه أجمعين وبعد فهذه ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الإكثار من الصلاة على سيدي مولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه من كل عمل صالح. This night of Jumu'ah, it's a blessed night. There's a lot of barakah in this night. The sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and every good deed. يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Right, two hadith today, they're very similar. Just so that there's a full picture of what he's saying here, alayhi salatu wasalam. The first one, a collection Imam Bukhari, read by Ibn Umar. And this is within the theme of anti-oppression and what we should do and how we should deal with it. Yeah, this is a very central part of our deen and our faith. Before you talk about any principle in Islam, before you go into any detail of a value or ethic ritual or practice, we stand for what is righteous. We stand for justice and we refuse oppression. That is the first line in our book. That's how we function. That's how we think. It's who we are as Muslims. It's a big part of who we are. And at the moment, that's not a part of Islam. Doesn't exist honestly without it. It doesn't. It just doesn't. Islam does not exist without that being the cornerstone of how we look at things. And oppression is that evil which we continue to resist, refuse, work against, and stand against, and vocalize against all our lives. We refuse it from ourselves and we refuse it from others. And that's what we're commanded to do. And what he said here, alayhi salatu wasalam, within this hadith, and on any second one that's similar to it, قَالَ مَنْ أَخَذَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ شَيْئًا بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ خُسِفَ بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَى سَبْعِ أَرَضِينَ أو سَبْعِينَ أَرْضًا in the riwayah. Those who take a piece of land that is not theirs will be brought on the Day of Judgment, and they will continue to fall for 70 earths in depth into Jahannam, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, for the piece of land they took. وَيَرْوِي الْإِمَامُ أَحْمَدُ فِي مُسْنَدِهِ بِسَنَدِ الْحَسَنِ عَنْ يَعْلَى إِبْنِ مُرَّ الثَّقَفِ رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام حديث similar hadith in the collection of Imam Ahmad with a reasonable chain of narration where narrated was by يَعْلَى بِن مُرَّ and there was he said عليه الصلاة قال مَنْ أَخَذَ أَرْضًا بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ كُلِّفَ أَنْ يَحْمِلَ تُرَابَهَا إِلَى أَرْضِ الْمَحْشَرِ. Anyone who takes a piece of land that is not theirs, they will carry the soil of that land piece by piece to أرض المحشر on the Day of Judgment. I mean, they'll just be moving it. It's not yours, you're going to move it all on the Day of Judgment. Twice he said, he used the same phrase, alayhi salatu wasalam, with similar meanings. Because of and obviously taking anything that is not yours is a problem. That's not even, I don't need to explain that. But why did he point out this, alayhi salatu wasalam, twice? It's always something that you should contemplate or think about a little bit whenever he chooses something specific within a theme that is generic. Taking anything that's not yours is a problem. Taking something that's not, when he points out land specifically, because of the impact that has. The impact of land on people, how we view the land that we are born on, the land that we live on, the land that we are attached to, what that means to human beings. This is something historically very, very important. It's not just to us, it's every mammal's like that. Where your habitat, this is what you're attached to. People don't leave their land unless they are removed or they can't live there anymore. Human beings, they're attached to where they come from. So when you take a piece of land from someone, even if it doesn't have to be on the scale of what we're seeing or what we, of the mazlama of Palestine, but it can be a smaller scale, something much smaller than that. And the trauma that will cause those people will continue forever. It'll never stop. That's why this person will fall into Jahannam and for years, because it's years upon years upon years of pain and trauma that is caused by this type of act of oppression, which is why this specific story that we are witnessing as it unfolds in front of us in this very dramatic manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Allow us, inshallah, to be those who stand by them in a meaningful way. It comes back to the same simple concept. People were removed from their land, the land that they were born on, the land where their ancestors were born. It's very naive to think you can do that and things will just be forgotten. Like, it's very naive to perform something like that and say, yeah, it'll pass over. Just like, it'll never go away. What are you talking about? The longer it stays, the worse the worse the reckoning becomes, the worse. You just more blood, you put more blood into it, you put more hatred into it. And I think the world has just decided to draw a blind eye to something that they know very, very well.
يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أخذ من الأرض شيئا بغير حق طوقه أو خسف به يوم القيامة إلى 70 أرضا أو 7 أراضين. ويروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده عن يعلى بن مرة الثقفي رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال من أخذ أرضا بغير حق كلف أن يحمل ترابها إلى أرض المحشر. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. جزاكم الله خير بارك الله فيكم. شيخ الجنابي هذا فقه حنفي session that's starting right after sunnah. So if you don't mind praying your sunnah quickly.